Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. I am jazzed about tonight's show. This is something really new for me. We've got Lisa Barretta on, and she's going to talk to us about conscious ink, about tattoos. I've never done this before, and you know, folks, it's frankly changed my opinion of tattoos, and I'm quite sure it will change your opinion too. So this is a great show, especially if you're looking to get a tattoo, if that's a consideration of yours. This is going to be very instrumental in helping you along the path. So sit back, take some notes, and we're going to give you a great show. The information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But the real question is, are you really ready to? Now, by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners. Intuitive since birth, I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Money Money Book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love, the heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients say that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, also from my website. And again, that's MoniqueChapman.com. Tattoos are more than just body art. They are a self-proclamation of one's consciousness, identity, and being. They are the outward manifestation of where the psyche meets the soul. The art has a spiritual or supernatural quality that surpasses normal comprehension. Looking at tattoos through the lens of consciousness gives you a new perspective, revealing their undeniable roots in pure magic, mysticism, and the ability for self-transformation. My guest tonight, Lisa Barretta, is a well-established intuitive counselor, Reiki practitioner, and astrologer. During the past 35 years, she has developed a client base that spans North America, the United Kingdom, and Europe. Lisa is an authority on consciousness, specializing in spiritual evolution and the paranormal. The executive producer of Surviving Death, A Paranormal Debate, she is also the author of The Book of Transformation and The Street Smart Psychic's Guide to Getting a Good Reading. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's so great to have you on. Absolutely love the book. Folks, the book is titled Conscious Ink, The Hidden Meanings of Tattoos, Mystical and Magical, and Transformative Art You Dare to Wear. Lisa, you have such a varied background. How did you get to writing a book about tattoos?
It's interesting the way this developed. My formal education after high school is in art. So I was always moved by art, and of course the metaphysical side of my career, that was just always with me since I was a young teenager. But actually I followed the investigation that Dr. Ian Stevenson did on birthmarks and how they reveal a lot about past life, and there's a lot of hidden meaning in people that have birthmarks or moles or other marks on their body. And I started to think, what about tattoos? You know, here we are, we're voluntarily giving ourselves what I find a lot of tattoos call spiritual birthmarks, and that was it. I was on a roll. I had to investigate this further and find out, What is it about tattoos that reveals the deeper part of our consciousness and wakes up some of that cellular memory?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because especially since reading the book, I've paid more attention to people with tattoos and really looked at the symbolism, and you called it archetypes, of what people pierce on their body. And I find it quite interesting as I look at the art itself and then I'm looking at their energy field to see if there's a correlation or if it's like a, you know, kind of missing. Maybe they're trying to grow into something. So what are the reasons that you feel tattoos have gone from the subculture to the pop culture and been so accepted so widely?
Well, you're right, Monique. Everyone I see now seems to have a tattoo. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, we're shifting now spiritually. And people we're not inclined to be so judgmental anymore about somebody has a tattoo. So right away, they're a criminal or they live on the fringe. It's more a modality for self-expression. And I've actually interviewed a lot of tattooists who consider themselves modern-day shamans, and they really do feel that their tattoos have a healing mechanism to them, where not so much as physical healing, although that has happened in the book. There are instances where people have revealed that, but more of an emotional healing, where there's something inside of you that wants to be communicated outwardly. And mm-hmm. sometimes we even wear our shadow. You might look at someone's tattoo and say, who would wear that? But the shadow is a very, very important part of our personality, and we're at this phase now where let's incorporate everything, who we are. It's about accepting, and it's amazing because you can look at a tattoo and say, who would ever want to wear, say, for example, a skull? But what does that skull represent? It's that constant, you know, it's the birth, death, and rebirth type of aspect that we have anyway as our consciousness mm-hmm. moves on, and they really do go deep. And it's now I think people are more inclined to let's go back to their originating point as they are rooted in magic, mysticism, healing, and the spiritual realms, which the ancient cultures knew. And that's evident because they're digging up mummies that actually have tattoos, and they're seeing how these tattoos were placed on their body. Like in Egypt, they found tattoos on women's abdomens to promote fertility. Then, of course, there's the Iceman. He's the big find where he had tattoos on certain acupuncture points on his body that they mm-hmm. believed he would press on these points when his arthritis or some other ailment would act up, and it would promote a healing. So, wow, there's a lot to tattoos. They are more than just body art.
Well, it sounds like some of the early physicians were tattoo artists.
Yeah, how about that? Shamans.
Yeah.
Real shamans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just never know. It's interesting how things come back full circle. Now, when you approach tattoos and the art of getting a tattoo, you say it's important to set an intention. Why is that? Because most people, you would think they go out and they have a few drinks and they're with their buddies and say, oh, let's go get a tattoo. And they go get, you know, mama, you know, tattooed on their forehead or something. So why
yeah, right.
is it important to set an intention around it?
Well, that's how come I felt writing this book was important. It's like conscious ink. Let's consciously approach this and bring it back to its real spiritual roots. Like what it's going to do, if you sit down and you really think about who you are and what inside you wants to be expressed, what wants to come out, or what do you want to show people? You know, mm-hmm. it's like if you sit down and you draw a picture for someone, you know, what is it that you're expressing through this? So when you consciously make this decision to get this tattoo, you can have this amazing roll of emotions, an epiphany, and they are really, it's a feeling of self-empowerment in a sense that you're okay with putting something on your body. You're comfortable with it. It speaks to you. Other people look at it. They may try to interpret what they think it means, but every tattoo has a story. And people that I've talked to, the stories are amazing, the backstories. It always relates to a certain experience where they maybe crossed a threshold, reached a milestone, had an amazing memory, and sometimes even tattoos will mark a time where, like people who get the memorial tattoos, somebody's uh-huh. passing. It's their way of honoring this person, accepting their death, and still holding this memory of them. And it's really moving for the people that do this, and they feel really at peace and at ease with it.
So when someone gets a tattoo of someone who's passed on, are they in some way, though, holding on to a bit of their energy where all of their energy doesn't leave with them?
I think so, because we're all connected. So it's a way of like staying corded into that person. And there's one woman whose story is in the book was really interesting. She had a memorial tattoo where she actually had the ashes of her deceased husband incorporated into the ink. So she's actually wearing him, and her story is unbelievable. It was a very healing experience for her, and she still feels connected to her deceased husband. And the whole process of it, of sitting with this and deciding to do this, it was like for herself. It brought about a lot of self-enlightenment, and it gave a resolution to the fact that, all right, he's passed on to the next dimension. He's not gone. His memory's still alive. And she's very comfortable with this. And that was a very compelling story. So glad she provided that.
It sounds very interesting. And it's interesting that there were no rules or regs around you tattooing in, you know, the ash.
I think a lot of tattooists can do that. It's, you know, there's different things, I guess, you know, that the artist does to just put a little bit of ash in the ink. And there are a lot of tattooists nowadays that will actually label their ink in order to change the energy, the way they did the experiment where you label the water with different words just to change the energy. There are a lot of tattooists that go through a ritual of saging their ink, blessing it. One girl in the book actually makes her own ink, where she feels is more like a medicinal ink, where everything is very organic, and she uses a lot of roots and berries. So this whole process of tattooing has really gone through a transformation, and it's really evolved since the time of World War II, when Sailor Jerry was giving tattoos to all of the sailors in the South Pacific. It really has just totally evolved, and it's coming back to its spiritual roots, which I think that's so exciting, and it gives it another dimension.
Oh, yes, it does, and it just opens it up for more people to have the experience. Now, I do want to talk about a little bit of the shadow side of tattoo just for a moment.
Sure.
You know, you have folks that are in prison or, you know, they've gone through the system, and they have tattoos, and it's usually outpictured as something that is not so pleasant. How are they embracing or bringing in more of the discordant energy, or are they, do you think, just acknowledging where they're at this particular time in life?
Well, see, that's the whole process. In the book, I do explain that the person who's giving you the tattoo, this is a blood ritual. You're actually taking on the energy of the tattooist. You become corded to the person who's giving you the tattoo. Well, sometimes you may be in a situation where you need to get a tattoo in order, like you say, people that go through the system, they get it, they wear it, it's a sign of protection or a symbol or for whatever it is at that time. But as they move on and their life changes, they still have the opportunity to have that symbol. Some of them may want to have it removed. Some may want to have it do a cover-up and change the symbol. Or sometimes it acts as like a reminder of where they were. And there's a lot of like healing that you can do. You can do Reiki. You can do body work. And it's also just being accountable for where you were at certain times in your life and gathering the lesson. So it's very personalized on what you do with your tattoos. Some people can see a butterfly and see one thing, and somebody else, a butterfly may mean something horrible, you know, depending on your own experience. So they are very subjective to the wearer, but I guess it's objective to the other people who look at it. So that's how come when you consciously tattoo or when you get a tattoo, it's the awareness that, wow, we're wearing a logo, basically, that's going to display who you are, what you feel, and your inner self.
The inner self.
Yeah.
It's interesting because you're keeping it quiet on the inside, but you're broadcasting it to the world on the outside, which I guess in a sense is healing within itself, right?
It is, because I think it serves the purpose where we have to stop judging people. You know, you don't like what somebody wears, so you judge them. They have tattoos. You put them in another category. You don't like the color of their hair. They're somebody else. It's not about judgment. It's more about being discerning, being accepting of things that you don't vibe to, and you can't change them, but it's about acceptance. And I think that's why so many people today are embracing tattoos because, look, we all want to be accepted. We need to stop this line of, like, who is good and who is bad, and and if you look a certain way, then we can't like you. So these tattoos, I think, are eventually going to help mold people together where it's, like, just about being, you know, accepting and not judgmental.
Okay. Well, you talked briefly about people, you know, it's important to have a connection to the tattoo artist, but what about the shop itself? You know, still today, so many shops are in what we consider more the seedy part of town. How do you figure out a shop that is going to support the energy that you're looking to place upon your body?
Exactly. That's how come I go through the whole bit in, I believe it's chapter one, about being discerning where you go to get the tattoo. It would be just like, you know, anywhere else you go. You can go into a restaurant and it can be dirty. Do you really want to eat there? You can go into the tattoo shop and there's a certain vibe. Now, it doesn't mean it has to be a spa type of tattoo shop, but whenever you walk into a place, you can tell if it feels comfortable, if you like it there, if the people seem like, yeah, you know, it's the type of energy I want to intermingle with. So it's about being discerning, you know, start to really see that this is going to be something that's going to connect not only on your skin, it's a portal. You know, we're piercing the aura. We're taking in everything, you know. So the atmosphere of the shop, the tattooist, the music that's playing, and it's okay. I mean, I've gone in some shops and I interview tattooists, and they're tattooed up, and some of them are playing rock music. But you sit down and you talk to the artist, and they're deep. They are really, really deep. And I think they've gotten, like, a bad rap over the years where we've stereotyped this subculture, which is now becoming more mainstream, as, like, oh, if you're a tattooist, you must be a certain way. But that's not true. And the more, because I myself, years ago, before I got my first tattoo, I always thought that, yeah, it was kind of like the rough end of town. But that's really not so. They're so interesting, really interesting.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's this show on TV. I think it's called Black Ink. I'm not exactly sure of that. And I watched, you know, bits and pieces of it. And it kind of portrays not necessarily seedy, but lower energy side of a tattoo artist. So I'm glad that you have this book out and that you're promoting a positive end. Folks, we're speaking with Lisa Beretta. She is the author of Conscious Ink, The Hidden Meanings of Tattoos, Mystical, Magical, and Transformative Art That You Dare to Wear. Lisa, moments ago you just said about, you know, piercing the body and it goes into the etheric. Now the energy goes through the seven layers of the subtle body. Now, how does that happen?
Well, whenever you pierce the aura, okay, like now some people said, well, what about like acupuncture needles? So the tattoo needle isn't going to go in as far, but whenever you pierce that aura, you're putting in not only the energy of your moment, the energy of the tattooist, the shop, the ink, and even the image. You're connecting in to all these etheric levels. And unfortunately, a lot of people forget that we have them. They think we're just here and there's nothing else. But when you start to go in deep, it starts to roll all the emotions in your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body, the past life memory. And a lot of people who get tattoos, from also speaking to them, a week or two after they get the tattoos, they realize, wow, they were on like some big emotional roll. Was it the endorphins that were released from having the tattoo, or was it just, it woke up something in their consciousness? And I think this is what the ancient cultures who used tattooing, they realized. And then it sort of got lost as, you know, time went on, just with like everything else. You know, astrology used to be a great science, and it got watered down to a daily horoscope. The tarot has the hidden mysteries in it, and that got watered down to just, you know, frivolous card readings. But when you start to look at these different modalities as healing modalities, the same with tattoo. It does something to you. It really does touch your soul. And art in itself speaks many languages and can be very moving and hold so many messages.
Okay. So with the art holding so many messages, is there a way that we would put a tattoo on our body, in certain places on our body, to either increase our energy or maybe even to take away the energy that we no longer resonate with?
Exactly. And this came into play from different body workers that I had spoke to and people who do massage and Reiki. You know, muscle holds memory. Certain parts of the body, as we know from, you know, different healers say, you know, your arms hold your strength, your legs hold how you move forward in life. So say, for example, somebody feels they really need to be grounded. There's something going on in their life, and no matter how hard they try, they can't ground themselves. If they would consciously sit down and think, okay, what symbol do you know really speaks to me? If say if I put it on my foot or my ankle, I feel it's going to help ground me. And all of a sudden, your own spiritual self begins to come through. And the secret is to listen to yourself. Don't be influenced by your friend's tattoo. You like it, and you're going to get one just like it. What speaks to you? Because certain parts of your body may call for that energy. Or maybe you need to, you know, quiet down some other energy. Maybe you're like a nervous person, and there you could put an image on you that helps quiet that. And people think, well, how can that happen? It happens. You know, I've talked to so many people, it's like after I got that tattoo, life just seems to fall in order. And you could say, well, they just want to believe that. But then they have different events that they've relayed back to me, and it's amazing the process, the healing process that tattooing has in itself.
Okay. Well, when you're tattooing, you're getting symbols, and symbols is definitely the unconscious language that we all recognize. How do we get to the point where we are consciously putting in a symbol, like say a heart means love to most people,
right.
Some people maybe not. So how can we consciously bring in a certain energies? Like is there a pattern, like if you wanted love and money and happiness, certain symbols that you utilize and put them on a certain area of your body?
Absolutely. If you sit with yourself and you would ask yourself, okay, what represents love to me? To some people, like you said, it may be a heart, or it may be some other image that relates to what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel love. And then the part of your body, your body actually tells you where that symbol wants to go when you consciously tattoo. And all of a sudden, you're basically amplifying all of these things. It's the same as when somebody wears, a certain metal or a certain ring. People carry crystals around because they like the energy of the crystal.
Uh-huh.
But with it, you have these things, and then when you go home, you can take them out of your pocket. But with a tattoo, you're embodying the symbol. You're embodying the intention. You're embodying the belief that you have, not what other people are judging on you, but what you have. And that's very empowering, and you start to attract that type of energy, and you start to embody that energy even more. That's how come I said you have to be consciously aware of what you do tattoo, because they are the symbols and the art that you dare to wear. Like, what do you want to project? You know, so it goes beyond just, I think I'll get a tattoo. I just recently got a tattoo a few weeks ago, another tattoo, and I never thought I would get another one, not at this stage in my life. Because I had one, a very small one on the back of my neck that no one could see unless I pulled my hair up in a ponytail. But after I talked to all of these tattooists and the people that had tattoos, and I sat down and I just started to doodle one day, and I started to think, like, what really speaks to me? And just some random lines began to take a form. And then I really, from my research, I liked the ancient alchemy symbols. But which one felt right for me, and where did I want to put it? So I went and I got the tattoo, which is basically ancient alchemy symbols, but they're very meaningful to me, and I feel that I'm embodying that energy, and I do feel good about it. And the funny thing is, after I got the tattoo, I said to the tattooist, you know what, I think I should have gotten something on my wrist. And he stood there and he goes, let's do what your book said. Let's just connect into your energy. So we stood there for a minute, and he took a pen and he drew a little symbol on my wrist. It's a fern, okay? And he goes, what do you think of that? I said, I like it. It feels good to you. Do you want to do it? I said, let's do it. So he did it. It felt really good. So when I came home, I figured I should know this. What does a fern mean? I didn't put that in the book. I let that one slip by. And when I looked up what fern meant, it was so much in line with how I was feeling and how I see myself. It means discretion. It means sincerity towards others, and it means magic. And I could vibe to those qualities.
Yes, that's who you are.
That they just randomly came to him. He put the symbol on my wrist. I could have looked at it and said, oh, I don't think so. And it worked, and I like it, and it feels good. But that's because I consciously, you know, I allowed myself to feel my body's energy. I allowed him to connect in, being the tattooist I'm going to share this bond with, and it worked out for me. You know, because there's some horror stories. I've talked to people who got the tattoos. They went home. They cried. They couldn't look at it. You know, they were sick to their stomach until they found a way to get rid of it or cover it or hide it. And it's because maybe that was that split-second decision of, I think I'll get a tattoo. You know, it's about being responsible, because as any type of modality that we use for healing or looking into the inner self or helping, giving people guidance, there's a certain respect that needs to go along with these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does one identify a tattoo artist that they can be in alignment with? Not everyone is in touch with your feelings or even in touch with the energy that's around them. So if they're looking to get a tattoo, and it might be because, you know, their best friend got one, but they're really feeling drawn to get one, how can they, or what types of questions should they ask the person, I guess?
I think the best thing to do is to see what their philosophy, you know, what philosophies they have about the tattoo. If you go in and goes, yeah, whatever you want, I'll put it on, you might get the impression like this guy just wants to draw on me. But when you sit down with somebody, you know, I've talked to different tattoo artists, they will actually sit down with you and they'll look at the design that you bring them, and then the design usually changes. They'll start to look at the contours of your body, and they'll tell you where they feel it's going to look good, or, you know, where your body seems to call for this. Mm-hmm. They're very much into making sure the shop is clean, clean instruments, gloves. And when you talk to somebody, you can tell if you have a connection with somebody. Within the first 3 minutes of conversation, you either know that you click in with that person or you don't. So in a sense, it's a good idea to interview your artist. And it works the other way, too. I've talked to some tattoo artists who refuse to put a tattoo on somebody because they don't want to be associated with the image that the person thinks they want, or they don't like where the person's coming from because they feel that they're not getting the tattoo for the right reason, and they may be sorry later on. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you go to any doctor or any healer or any professional, you want to talk to them to make sure you're the right fit. You know, you can go get your hair cut by someone and you love it and you send a friend, they hate it. So you have to establish a relationship, because this is a person who, in essence, is going to be your ink shaman for that whole tattoo session.
Mm-hmm. And it would be important to have a certain level of resonance. Well, folks, we're speaking to Lisa Beretta. She is the author of Conscious Ink, The Hidden Meaning of Tattoos, Mystical, Magical, and Transformative Art You Dare to Wear. You know, Lisa, why don't you share with us a story about someone who has had a physical healing from receiving a tattoo, so our audience can really feel the energy.
Oh, yeah. In Chapter 3, I had interviewed Damon Rowenchild, who is an amazing tattooist. He's located in Canada, and he does very transformative type of tattoos. His designs are incredible. The woman's story is in the book. She's actually a scientist in the medical field, and she was recovering from breast cancer. So afterwards, she figured just to honor her body and to re-beautify the part of the body that had taken such a beating when she went through her treatment, she wanted to get a tattoo. So she sat with Damon, and they designed the tattoo, and she liked the tattoo. But there was always one spot she had after she had the breast cancer surgery that was always really sore. Well, Damon puts this image on her, and because they went through the process of, like, she understood how he was just putting something beautiful on her body, restoring her body back to wholeness, she said that night when she went home, that spot, she could actually visualize black smoke coming out of the spot that had always, you know, bothered her after the surgery.
Oh, wow.
And the pain went away. I mean, and she said, being somebody who is from the scientific field, found it hard to believe, and it totally just changed her mindset on the healing effects that tattoos can have on you. So what did it do? We have to ask ourselves, was this like an emotional memory, a cellular memory? it's pretty much, I would say, verifies the fact our body is designed to heal itself. Mm-hmm. But we forget that, so we run and we go take a pill or we go all over the place. But if you sit with yourself, you start to initiate the healing, and everything else you do afterwards helps it along. So this tattoo actually rolled something along in her. It starts to move energy the same way a Reiki session can move energy. A tattoo can also cause the rolling effects of energy in your body. Because like we said earlier, we're piercing the aura. We're inflicting. Some people find it painful. I didn't, but I'm sure there's certain parts of the body that are painful to get tattooed. But, you know, mm-hmm. when even a deep tissue massage, that pain is going to start to move those energy blocks out of the way. And tattoos actually do the same thing. They can start to facilitate a healing.
Hmm. Okay. So, you know, what came to mind, and we talked about this yesterday when you and I spoke before the show, Mike Tyson has a tattoo on his face, and I don't know what the symbol means, but he has a tattoo on his face. And he calls it a tramp stamp. And I mean, it's like, my goodness, why would you want to put a tramp on your face? But, you know, hey, you know, to each his own. But there seems to be some question as to who owns the artwork. So how do you clear any artwork that you want done with a tattoo artist?
A lot of people come in with their own design, okay? Uh-huh. So, therefore, you designed it, so you're just giving it to the tattoo artist to basically put your art on your arm. So that's a real gray area. I imagine if you're going to use something like, say, Tweety Bird, it would be who owns Tweety Bird, you know? But uh-huh. what are you going to do, go through the whole population to see who has this or how they've altered it or how they've changed it? So, you know, there's, you know, a certain amount of people that say, I own it, it's on me, it's my body, it's my art. And then there are some artists who want to take credit, I guess, for their designs and say it's their art. So that's a funny little area. I think Tyson's tattoo ran into a problem with, I believe it was the movie, maybe The Hangover. They replicated mm-hmm. the tattoo, and I think the artist was upset because he didn't get credit for the tattoo, you know, because okay. it's a recognizable tattoo because it's on a celebrity,
right.
you know. Okay. But there are a lot of tattooists who will not tattoo someone's face. You know, they won't do it. You'll find some that will, but a majority of them I spoke to said, we don't do face tattoos.
Why is that?
I think they're afraid that people are going to be setting themselves up to be judged. If you have a tattoo on your face, it's going to be a calling card for right away people to make the wrong assumptions about you. That's one reason. Mm-hmm. Another reason is you may not want it there anymore. But now they have a line of makeup out that will cover basically any tattoo or imperfection that you have. But I think if you really want it, if that's where it feels comfortable, then find a tattooist who understands where you're coming from and will do it for you. Like I said, it's a very personal thing to get a tattoo. And I know when I sat for my last tattoo, I had a different mindset than I did the first time I ever got a tattoo. I was really into the whole process. I wanted to go into that almost trance-like state and have the whole experience, which I did have, and it was amazing. It really was amazing, so much so that I'm thinking, where else can I put a tattoo? You know, it can be addictive.
Uh-huh.
It can be addictive when you allow yourself to feel just everything that it does. You know, you get a good massage, and afterwards, like, that was great, and you can't wait to go back again. Well, if you approach tattooing with the same type of mindset and you consciously go to get a tattoo, yeah, you want to do it again. It does. It feels good.
So it's like you're gaining something because you're having that tattoo inscribed into your skin, but also there's a release at the same time.
Exactly. It's like it's you. Who knows? When I got this tattoo, my most recent tattoo, I felt that maybe a lot of insecurities or fears that I had about myself, I was just coming to a resolution with them. I wanted something that would be more self-empowering for myself. Everything uh-huh. that it symbolized for me, and I did, I felt that release of kind of letting go of a lot of fears, which, uh-huh. which was really, that was a really comfortable feeling. And the fact that I'm going to embody these symbols that are very personal to me, and how they make me feel about myself, you know, because they are personal. It's funny. Actually, the other day, I had on, everybody's wearing the cold shoulder top, so I had on a cold shoulder top, and I had some guy come up to me when I'm standing in the store, and he goes, what's that on your arm? What's that supposed to mean? And it's, I just said, that it's too long to get into. Just know that I like it, and it feels good. But, you know, even people like my tattoo is pretty intricate. But some people that even get silly tattoos, you know, a comical figure, I had asked tattooists about that. I said, well, what's that mean if you're wearing something silly? And they said exactly that. Some people want to show that they do have a silly side, that they're a lot of fun. You want to invite them to your party. They have a lighter outlook on life. And I said, does that go the same way? What about people that have the really dark images, the things that are almost macabre? And they said, no, you know, some people are very comfortable wearing their shadow. You know, they're incorporating that into their whole essence, who they are. And it's like, wow, I'm learning a lot from these tattoo artists. They're deep. They're really deep.
Wow,
and their perspective is amazing.
You know, it sounds like it, and, you know, who would have thought? Because I certainly know that I hadn't thought about it in that way. Now, you know, I have a lot of people that call me on a daily basis, and they're looking to release energy, whether they think it's an attachment or, you know, whatever has attached themselves to their body. Is it possible to pick up a spirit attachment through the process of getting a tattoo, whether the spirit is coming from Okay.
Definitely.
How would one go about protecting themselves?
Well, protecting yourself is first of all, like I said, the book Conscious Ink is about consciously making the decision to do this. Be very, you know, aware. Be in the moment. What's your mindset when you're deciding to get this tattoo? If you're aggravated or you're really, like, in a bad, bad mood and you want to just go show everybody you're going to get this tattoo, be aware that the energy that you're infusing into this whole experience is going to stay with you. Or the same thing, you go into a tattoo parlor and it's not the atmosphere that you feel comfortable with. The person who's going to do the tattoo doesn't seem like they care one way or the other what you're going to get. You might want to rethink that if you want to get that tattoo, because it is going to hold energy and it is going to be a portal. And, you know, a girl in Chapter 4, she has a lot of tattoos, and they're beautiful tattoos, and she finds that her tattoos actually can connect her into speaking to the spirit realm. They act as portals for psychic information. I mean, she has a very amazing story. She's in Chapter 4. Her name is Alex March, and it's an incredible story how she
uses
her
tattoos. Could you share a little bit of it?
She just said that she used to tattoo, and she would find that when she was tattooing people, she would start to pick up, like, spiritual information. She's gifted. So when you're gifted and you're open and you're sensitive, it's, you know, art in itself is a vehicle for connecting into the spirit realm, because a lot of art is basically channeled, and any type of creative energy is going to connect you deeper into the spiritual realm. And she would start to pick up things about people, you know, and then after a while she didn't want to do the tattooing anymore. It was very intense. But she finds that her tattoos, when she gives people like a spiritual reading, her tattoos start to almost, you know, give her the information. She can feel certain energies coming through these portals. So everybody has these amazing experiences. Are they going to be magic for everyone? I imagine if you're open and you allow yourself to really connect deep into your spiritual self, they may be that way for you. Other people find it as a healing. It makes them feel better. Sometimes they'll cover a scar that someone has, and right there you feel better because, you know, something that bothered you, now you've empowered it with a symbol that makes you feel good about yourself. There are so many different aspects to them.
Why are colors so important when you get a tattoo? What is the meaning of the colors?
Colors of themselves have their own energy and their own vibration. You know, so when you want to have a tattoo, say you want to initiate a healing in yourself, colors that are very soothing, like the blues and the greens, can start to initiate that healing. A lot of tattoo artists use black, and black in itself can act as a grounding type of a color. It could help filter out negativity. But then again, we have to take into account the color is going to work along with the image, and it's basically comes down to your whole intention for getting the tattoo. You know, and a big thing now is everybody's into, this is a little bit of a trend, the watercolor tattoos, and they're absolutely beautiful. The colors in them are very soothing. So you could probably even put a macabre picture and have them look great if it's done in a watercolor. And the colors have an effect on us, just as if you walk into a room and it's pink, you might feel uplifted, or you walk into a red room, you might feel excited. So that's another thing to keep in mind when you're going to get this tattoo.
Yeah, how it's going to interact with your body on a daily basis. Now, you classify tattoo symbols according to the elements, fire, earth, air, water, and ether. Could you go into a little detail about that?
Yes, I decided to do it that way because, you know, some people just see symbols, and depending on who you look up on the internet, there will be a million different explanations for what a dog means. So the way I sat with this, I thought, okay, so we do consist of fire, air, earth, water, and ether. That's what we're composed of as human beings, you know, our spiritual mm-hmm. self and all the elements. So say somebody is very, very emotional, okay? They may want to look at a symbol that comes under the earth symbols. Maybe you need to pull in an earth symbol to help ground out, you know, the fact that you're over-emotional. So that might be a good start to consciously think, what can I add to my essence to help bring me down a little bit? Or maybe you like being really airy and you want to even enhance that more, so look to the air symbols. Once again, it depends on what you feel your body calls for and what you need. And I actually have a story in there where one woman was doing Reiki on someone that had this intricate tattoo on their back. She actually went into almost, I guess you could say, a shamanic journey through this person's tattoo. So they not only affect the person who's wearing it, but they have an effect on other people that start to interact with the tattoo. I thought that was an amazing situation to have something like that happen.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely an amazing situation. Now, you talk about using tattoos as like a tattoo medicine. That seems to be the new buzzword in the tattooing community. How would one go, well, first of all, what does that mean, and how would one go about finding, a tattoo shaman?
Right. A girl that I wrote about in Chapter 3, Victoria Wickler, she mm-hmm. is what I would call a tattoo shaman. And what she does when people come to her for a session, this is a whole process. They'll spend the morning with her. She'll feed them a nutritious meal. They'll talk. She'll do a tarot session with them. And then she'll even bring them on somewhat of a shamanic journey, you mm-hmm. know, to get deep within themselves. And then after they go through this process, they'll sit together and they'll design a symbol. She said most of her tattoos are symbols. And then together they put it on the part of the body that's calling for this healing. And, you know, people are amazed at how good they feel. Sometimes the healing doesn't necessarily have to be for an ailment you have. It can be an emotional healing because most physical conditions are rooted in the mental and the emotional. So if you can mm-hmm. get something at its root, it won't materialize into a physical condition. So the whole process of this tattoo medicine is to help, you know, bring your own consciousness, your own vibration back to like a really nice resonance. So, you know, you can really start to be the best that you can and, you know, feel good about yourself. Your vibration's high. When your vibration's high, you start to attract more of the same to you. And that's where the self-empowerment comes in. It's like you really feel like you did something for yourself to enhance yourself. And the experience you have afterwards, a lot of people will come back to her and tell her that just going on this shamanic journey with her, maybe recognizing certain issues from a past life that are still somewhere caught in the consciousness that needed to be transmuted and overcome, really mm-hmm. help them feel that they can get on with their life and you know, do more than they thought they could do.
Okay. Now, you're an intuitive counselor, and you're a Reiki person. You do all of these healing modalities. When someone comes to you and they're looking for a healing, do you ever suggest a tattoo?
I think we're going to start doing it. Actually, I started working along with someone. We're formulating how we want to do this, where we actually, I guess you can call it, do tattoo readings. It's interesting. Uh-huh. I've had some people write to me and tell me about their tattoos. You know, I uh-huh. put things up on the internet while I was promoting the book. And when I go into it, you start to see, like, okay, what archetype are they relating to? Is it the hero's journey? Are they the everyman? Or, you know, there's so many different archetypes. Like, okay, where's their archetype? Is this coming from a past life? Is this a current life situation? And you start to really feel the energy of the tattoo. The part of the body starts to tell you where they're holding this energy. The colors that they chose for the tattoo tell you more. So you're actually gathering a lot of information from this tattoo, where they might think they got the tattoo and they liked it, but we're helping them open up to see the deeper meaning of the tattoo. Like, what mm-hmm. in your consciousness called for this? What does it represent? Is it past life? Is it current life? And it's interesting because there's so many twists and turns, and you don't know until you start to work with that person in their tattoo what you're going to come up with. The same thing as when you do a tarot reading. You don't know until you put the cards out, or you look at somebody's chart. You don't know until you see where the transits are. So it really is another modality for helping people be more in touch with their inner self. And that's what it's all about, like getting people to empower themselves and get direction and then get on with their life, not becoming codependent.
Okay. Now, I mentioned a few of your other talents previously. You're an excellent astrologer. Talk to us about how people can connect with you. Are you doing one-on-one sessions? Is there a website that people can check you out at?
The best way to contact me is to go to my website, which is lisaberetta.com.
Okay.
And I try to get back to everybody in a timely manner.
Okay, so folks, you know, definitely check her out, because you're going to find information about the book and everything else that she offers. And she has a lot of YouTube information out there on her astrology work, and she's excellent at it. I haven't had an astrology reading from her, but I'm giving you my intuitive hit. And you know, guys know my intuitive hits are usually kind of right on, right? So do check her out at lisaberetta.com, and that's LISABARRETTA. Elise, I've really enjoyed our time together. What pearls of wisdom do you have for our audience today regarding tattoos?
I would just say that embrace your tattoo, go get a tattoo, and write to me and tell me about your experience, because I'm sure you're going to have an amazing experience, but consciously tattoo. Really, really treat it with the respect that this ancient modality is rooted in, which is to connect into your consciousness, your spirit, and see what it does for you.
Okay, so it's another way of self-discovery.
Yes.
Okay, so I really, I like that. Well, you know, Lisa, I thank you for being with me and the audience for being with me tonight as we collectively get over it and explore the energy of tattoos. The divine in me honors the divine in you. I'm honored and I appreciate everybody's attention. When you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations 30 minutes or longer are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the radio show. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and make that call. 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.